Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and it is time now to break down the NBA and the remaining games in the regular season. Of course, the Utah Jazz are in the race for the eighth and final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and we have invited back to the program Craig Bowlerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer. Good evening, Craig.
Alissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. And let's talk about the Jazz because they are in a position to make a playoff run and potentially what earned their first postseason berth since 2012. Can they do it?
Well, that's the question. I wish I could look into that crystal ball and give you the exact answer. We struggled, Alissa, as you know, since the All-Star break. And it's really kind of inconsistency of point guard play. The Jazz traded and got Shelvin Mack from the Atlanta Hawks for a second-round draft pick that went to Chicago. And there was a few nights that he made, obviously, some big splashes. But, again, when you're trying to blend into a new team, run the show as a starter, and get to know a Gordon Hayward, a Derek Favors, and a Rudy Gobert, you're going to have some stumbles along the way. So I think if the Jazz can find consistency at the point guard position, good chance, but at the same time, it's a young team, inexperienced, and right now, we just came off the road against Golden State, and sometimes that can take some confidence away. That's a buzzsaw in Oakland. That's a special team going right now.
Well, you guys have struggled with consistency at the point guard position, but also letting leads slip away.
We have built multiple double-digit leads in first half play, Elissa, and then as the fourth quarter turns the corner, we just seem not to have we don't have the experience at this point, or the confidence, I think, is probably a better word, to close games out. You know, when I look around the league, it's amazing to watch the Spurs, the Dallas Mavericks, obviously Miami, now Golden State, with their experience, teams that understand what it takes to win. And I know that sounds like kind of a funny fact, but at the same time, it's very true. Learning how to win. And that's where I think this Jazz franchise is too close. They've got some nice pieces, but at the same time, very young. Derek Favors still 24. Gordon Hayward just turned 25. Dante Exum, who we haven't spoke of, who really has caused this whole issue at point guard, who was injured in the summer playing for Australia in Slovenia, who tore his ACL. He's been out all year. So that really kind of threw this whole Jazz franchise into a flux when he was injured. And they've been just playing by committee, trying to learn how to win and gain confidence along the way.
Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowlerjack is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And the Utah Jazz are currently, they're 29-35. So, Craig, break down the schedule the rest of the way because you guys are going to face some of the best that the West has to offer, right?
Well, that's kind of the way it is, it seems like, every night in this league. And as I look ahead, we have the Washington Wizards coming to town tomorrow night. And then it's been kind of a seesaw schedule. It's Sacramento on the road Sunday. We'll see LeBron and the Cavaliers here in town on Monday, March 14th. Phoenix is in turmoil, as you know. Earl Watson used to play for the Jazz, and now he's the head coach after Jeff Hornacek, former Jazz man, was relieved of his duties. Here's the schedule I think you have to look at that's ahead later on this month for Utah. It runs the 19th through the 26th, Chicago, Milwaukee, then Houston, Oklahoma City, and Minnesota. And I think that's where you're either going to make or break whether you play in the postseason or not. And the Houston game, I think that's the one for Jazz fans to mark. I mean, that's the head-to-head battle against the Rockets. And then we also see Dallas later before the season ends, and Dallas has taken a tumble. And maybe that's the team we end up chasing. They've lost four in a row. They are a game over 500. And it's going to be interesting to see if Nowitzki, his legs, if Father Time doesn't catch up with him and the rest of the Mavericks right now, Deron Williams included, and Wesley Matthews. So the Jazz, before you can earmark them as a playoff team, they're going to have to win some games that are unexpected. And I think a couple would be at Chicago, at Houston, and probably – find a way to win either at Oklahoma City on a back-to-back in Minnesota just to give the Jazz a chance to be in the picture in that final 10-game push.
You mentioned the Dallas Mavericks. How about Gordon Hayward hitting that big shot on February 9th in overtime against my Dallas Mavericks? What was he thinking? Come on, Gordon.
You know, that was a big win. That was, I remember just Gordon kind of exhaling after that shot. It's not, as you know, I mean, if you're a Dallas Maverick fan, and I tell you, I've got nothing but great respect for Dirk Nowitzki, who really, I think, Elissa has, you know, whenever he decides it's time, he changed the game as a seven-footer who could take his game outside and stretch it. He's a marvelous athlete and has had a huge impact on the way this game is played today.
Craig Bowler Jack, Jazz television play-by-play announcer, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his Utah Jazz, the Western Conference. So from afar, I mean, kind of give us a sense in terms of and a pulse on how has Utah performed on the road this year? I had just mentioned that impressive overtime win against the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, that was one of few that the Jazz have actually been able to win on the road. 10 wins, 22 losses. And again, I think it goes back to our original conversation about been able to close games out, Elissa, on the road. There's been multiple, and I wish I had it in front of me, but I know we're in double digits, 10 to 15 games where we have had 10-point or better lead.
Wow.
And actually, there's been nights we've had 13 and 15-point leads, and they have just slipped away slowly. Turnovers probably would be the other issue that we could discuss. That's another problem with young teams and also bringing in a new point guard in Sheldon Mack, trying to understand the rhythm and the tempo of this new club he's playing with. So turnovers have been an issue on the road late. We're a very good three-quarter team, and then we play pretty well through 6 minutes of the fourth quarter, and then there's kind of a wall that is hit. And I don't know how you push through that. I guess you have to experience it. And Quinn Snyder, a young upcoming coach in this league, is trying his best just to, I think it's about a confidence factor. You have to understand and believe you can win. And until you believe that and you get through that maturation period, you're going to have some rough nights. And that's kind of the story it has been for Utah.
Give us your analysis of the job that Quinn Snyder has done. I mean, what have been some of the keys to, at times we have seen marked improvement with the Jazz.
Oh, he's the right man for the job. Honestly, I'm not looking through rose-colored glasses on this. This is the Jerry Sloan era, Stockton and Malone, those days were terrific. They were special. And I know Jazz Nation, as they like to be called, and we call them, would love to have the Jazz come back to that time. But it takes time. You don't get a lot of players, that of a Stockton Malone variety that come in and stay, except for Malone his last year in Los Angeles with the Lakers. But you can't say one without the other. And Jerry Sloan in that mix as well. Sloan doing well, still being a consultant for the Jazz. Ty Corbin came in and try to just piecemeal this team together for 4 years as they made the transition from a lot of veterans and then went to the draft to try to rebuild from within. Now comes Quinn Snyder, and really, for him, it's also his second chance, because if you really dig a little bit, you know that he was the golden boy of college basketball.
That's
in Missouri.
Right. Yeah.
Things dipped down, took a turn. He picked himself back up, went over to Russia to restart his career back in the developmental middle league of the NBA. He's been with the Atlanta Hawks. That's where the Jazz found him. Also the San Antonio Spurs D-League team. And he was with the Hawks with Budenholzer before the Jazz picked him up as the head coach. So he's also in this to regain his confidence as a coach. But I really enjoy him. He's a great teacher. He seems to connect with this new era millennial-type player. And his calling card, I think, is really developing players. And we've seen that with the Derek Favors and the Gordon Haywards as they continue to rise and climb in this league. And he also, wants obviously to get a chance to see Dante Exum develop. And I know he's anxious for him to get back in the lineup so for next year. But I think he's the right man for the job at the right time. And I'm excited to see where he can take this franchise over the next couple of years.
We're going up close with Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler Jack. Getting ready to take a quick timeout. And, of course, all of you listeners out there, challenge us for a better mobile app. We've responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS and Android device. Just download the new app from Gao Media.